Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tefillah Perek Yud Gimel. After discussing the procedure of Kriyat HaTorah in yesterday's perek, the Rambam moves now to the content of this practice. What exactly do we read and when? This long perek provides the many details which answer these questions. Halacha Aleph. Haminhag pashut b'chol Yisrael shemashlimin et haTorah b'shana achat, matchilin b'Shabbat she'achar Chag HaSukkot v'korin b'seder Breshit. B'shniya ele toldot Noach, b'shlishit v'yomer Hashem el Avram v'korin v'holchin al haSeder ad shegomrin haTorah b'Chag HaSukkot. V'yesh mi shemashlim et haTorah b'shalosh shanim v'eino minhag pashut. The general custom is to complete the entire Torah over the course of a year, starting with Bereshit on the Shabbat after Sukkot, and ending with Vezot HaBracha at the end of the following Sukkot, on the day we call Simchat Torah exactly for this reason. This follows the custom of Bavel from the time of the Gemara, but the custom in Eretz Yisrael at that time was to read less each week and to finish the Torah only after 3 years. The Rambam states that this custom still existed in some places at his time, but was not common, and the Minhag Bavel became universal within a short time after the Rambam. We should note that the three-year cycle of Minhag Eretz Yisrael bears no relation to the modern-day practice in many non-Orthodox synagogues to read the entire Torah over the course of 3 years. The Minhag Eretz Yisrael proceeded in order through the Torah, with each Parshat HaShavua on average one-third the length of hours. The current non-Orthodox practice follows the traditional Parshat HaShavua, but reads only one-third of it each week. Halacha Bet. Ezra tikein lahem l'Yisrael, shiyu korin klalot shebesefer vayikra kodem atzeret, v'shebemishne Torah kodem Rosh Hashanah, v'minhag pashut shiyu korin b'midbar Sinai kodem atzeret, v'atchanan achar tisha b'av, v'atem nitzavim kodem Rosh Hashanah, v'tzavet aron kodem ha-pesach b'shna pshuta. L'vichach yei shabbatot shekorin b'shacharit shnei sdarim, kegon isha ki tezria, v'zot tia Torah ha-metzora. V'im b'chukotai uv'har Sinai v'chayotzei behem, k'dei shi'ashlimu b'shana v'yikru'u otam asdarim ba'onatan. Based on a takana of Ezra, we align certain parshiot within the yearly cycle to specific times of year. The tochacha of Parshat B'chukotai should be read before Shavuot, and that of Parshat Kitavo should be read before Rosh Hashanah. The reason in both cases is that these holidays represent days of judgment. Shavuot is a time of judgment for agricultural produce, specifically of trees. And therefore we want the curses of the Tochacha to belong to the earlier period and not affect our coming judgment. The custom is to add one more Shabbat in each case between the Tochacha and the holiday. So we read Bamidbar before Shavuot and Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. The practice is also to read Va'etchanan every Shabbat Nachamu after Tisha B'Av, and Tzav on Shabbat HaGadol of every 12-month year, Shana Pshuta. There are different explanations of the connection between each of these readings and its corresponding time of year. In order to make these alignments, the Rambam concludes, it is sometimes necessary to combine two Parshot HaShavua in one Shabbat, and he mentions the familiar examples of Tazria Metzora and Bahar B'chukotai. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam explains that the reading of each Shabbat Mincha, Monday and Thursday, picks up where the reading of the previous Shabbat morning ended, as of course is familiar to us from experience. And he mentions that the Haftarah of each Shabbat relates in some way to the Parshat HaShavua. Halacha Dalet. Brashei Chodashim, Harishon Korei Shlosha Psukim Miparshat Tzav, Vasheni Chozer Korei Pasuk Shlishi Shekara Harishon, Ushnei Psukim Acharav Kedei Shiyishayer Beparasha Shlosha Psukim, Vashlishi Korei Shlosha Psukim Sheshiyer Hasheni Im Uviyom HaShabbat V'chulei, V'arvi Korei Uvrashei Chodsheichem. The Rambam discusses here the Kriyat HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh, which poses a special challenge. This reading consists of three paragraphs, parshiot, which have 8, 2, and 5 psukim, respectively, 15 psukim altogether. Rosh Chodesh is a day with 4 aliyot. But recall from the last perek that an aliyah cannot end one or two psukim from the beginning or from the end of a parsha, lest someone entering or someone leaving think that the previous or coming aliyah contains fewer than 3 psukim. There is no way to split up the reading of Rosh Chodesh into 4 aliyot without running afoul of these rules. The Gemara in Megillah brings up this problem. Shmuel suggests splitting a pasuk in two in order to make the first parsha have 9 psukim rather than 8. Then this can be split between 3 olim, and the last ole reads the remaining 7 psukim. But this opinion isn't accepted, as we have no right to split up psukim. And instead, we accept the opinion of Rav, that we repeat at least one pasuk. The Rambam's psak follows the general practice. The second ole begins by reading the last pasuk read by the first ole. This solves the problem on a technical level, but the Kesef Mishnah here quotes the Ramban, who points out that the concern of how the situation may be misinterpreted by a latecomer is not completely resolved. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the opinion of the Gra, who solves the problem completely by repeating 3 psukim rather than just 1, and there are some communities which follow the opinion of the Gra. In the remainder of this halakha, the Rambam describes the familiar procedure for Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. 2 Sifrei Torah, one for the Parshat HaShavua and one for the reading of Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam says that the reading of Rosh Chodesh from the second Sefer can be either the 7th Aliyah or Maftir, but the Shulchan Aruch rules that we read the Parshat HaShavua in 7 Aliyot and only then read Rosh Chodesh as Maftir, and this is the universal practice. The Haftarah is not the usual one for the Parshat HaShavua, but special for Rosh Chodesh, the last Perek of Yeshayahu. And there is also a special Haftarah, commonly called Machar Chodesh, for a Shabbat which is the day before Rosh Chodesh. There is a special Haftarah for Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Av, but the one mentioned here by the Rambam we read only later, on the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av, Shabbat Chazon. Halacha Hei. Kol ha'ole likrot ba'Torah, potech b'davar tov, v'chotem b'davar tov, aval b'farshat ha'zinu, harishon korei ad zuchor yimot olam, v'ashini matchil mi zuchor yimot olam ad yarkiveyu, v'ashlishi mi yarkiveyu ad vayar Hashem vayinatz, v'harivii min vayar Hashem vayinatz ad luchachmu, v'chamishi mi luchachmu ad ki asa el shalam yadi, v'hashishi min ki asa ad sof hashira. ולמה פוסקים בה בעניינות אלו? מפני שהיא תוכחה, כדי שיחזרו העם בתשובה. Every Aliyah must begin and end on a positive note. Later in Halakha Zayin, the Rambam brings the most well-known example. The entire Tochacha in Bechukotai and in Kitavo is read in one Aliyah, together with a few psukim before and after. The exception is Parshat Hazinu, in which the Shira, the poem which comprises the bulk of the Parsha and which consists mostly of Tochacha, is split into 6 parts, whose first letters spell the acronym Haziv Lach, He Zayin Yud Vav Lamed Chaf. This division of Shirat HaZinu had relevance in the Beit HaMikdash as well. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah records that the Levim would sing one part during the offering of the Korban Musaf each Shabbat, and over the course of 6 Shabbatot, they would sing the entire Shira. Even though this means we break between Aliyot in the middle of a Tochacha, not at all on a positive note, the Rambam says this is okay as a means of impressing upon the congregants the importance of doing tshuva. The Rambam lists the 6 specific psukim at the start of each aliyah, but there are different opinions about exactly which pasuk each letter of Haziv Lach refers to, specifically the last 4 letters, as there is no debate about the Hey or the Zayin. And customs vary even now about how exactly to split the aliyot in Shirat Hazinu. Halacha Vav. Shmona psukim shebesof haTorah mutar likrot otan b'beit haKneset b'fachot mi'asara. אף על פי שהכל תורה, ומפי משה ומפי הגבורה הן, הועילו משמען שאין אחר מיתת משה, הרי נשתנו, ולפיכך מותר ליחיד לקרות אותן. The last 8 psukim of the Torah describe the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu, his burial, and the national mourning which followed. The Gemara in Bava Batra quotes a Machloket Tanaim regarding who wrote these psukim, as the rest of the Torah was certainly written by Moshe himself. Rabbi Yehuda thinks these psukim were written by Yoshua ben Nun, but Rabbi Shimon thinks that Hashem dictated to Moshe even these psukim, and Moshe wrote about his own death in tears. The Gemara concludes that these psukim have a special status, and says regarding them, Yachid korei otam, an individual reads them. Rishonim dispute the meaning of this enigmatic line. The Rambam gives here a somewhat difficult interpretation. Unlike Kriyat HaTorah in general, which requires a tzibur, these 8 psukim can be read in a Beit Knesset even without a minyan. This is somewhat strange, as the Ravid asks, "Vatzibur heichan halchu," meaning, how would the situation ever arise that there isn't a minyan in the Beit Knesset and we wish to read specifically these 8 psukim and no others? These psukim are read as part of Parshat Vezot HaBracha, and the entire remainder of that parsha certainly must be read with a minyan. The Ravid provides two other understandings of the Gemara. The first, also accepted by most other Rishonim and by the Shulchan Aruch, is that all eight psukim must be read in one aliyah and not split up. The second is that we demonstrate the unique nature of these psukim by having them read by the Oleh himself and not by the Baal Kori, even nowadays that the Baal Kori reads everything else. Starting in Halacha Chet, the Rambam moves to the special Torah readings for holidays. Mafsikin lamoadot ulyom kippurim v'korin binyan hamoed lo b'seder haShabbat. Moshe Rabbeinu tiken lehen l'Yisrael, shiu korin b'chol mo'ed inyano, v'sho'alin v'dorshin b'inyano shel yom b'chol mo'ed u'mo'ed. The Mishnah and Masechet Megillah learns from the pasuk of Vayedaber Moshe et Mo'adei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Bnei Yisrael both to read on each holiday a part of the Torah relevant to that day, and to learn and teach in public on each holiday about the laws pertaining to that day. And so we break from wherever we are up to in the yearly cycle of going through the Torah in order to read something else which relates to the holiday. From here through Halacha Yud Gimel, plus in Halacha Tet Zayin about Shabbat Chol HaMoed, the Rambam lists the reading and the Haftarah on each day of the Doraita holidays of Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. In each case, he writes what is read in Chutz Laretz, where there is Yom Tov Sheni. And this affects the Torah reading not only on Yom Tov Sheni itself, but also on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, when in Israel only the Korban Musaf of that day is read four times, once in each Aliyah, whereas in Chutz Laretz the reading includes the Korbanot of at least 2 days because of the Safek Yom. In Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam gets to the Maftir on Yamim Tovim. B'chol yom v'yom yamim tovim, v'chein b'yom ha-kippurim u'v'shivat yimei ha-pesach, motzi'in shnei sfarim b'shacharit. Ha'echad korin bo tchila inyanot eilu shamarnu, v'asheni korin bo korban oto hayom ha'amur b'chumash ha-pikudim, v'akorei inyan ha-korban hu maftir b'navi. On each holiday, a second Sefer Torah is taken out, from which the Maftir is read. And this Maftir is the Korban Musaf of the day, from the last third of Parsha Pinchas, which details all of the Korbanot Musaf. The Rambam adds that a second Sefer is taken out on each day of Chol HaMoed Pesach as well, though not on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. The reason is that the entire Kriyat HaTorah on Chol HaMoed Sukkot is only the Korban Musaf from Pinchas. On Pesach, however, each day of Chol HaMoed has its own kriya from elsewhere in the Torah for the first three aliyot. The list of these kriyot is in Halacha Chet. And so a separate Sefer Torah is needed for the fourth aliyah about the Korban Musaf. Parenthetically, the observant listener may have noticed that the Rambam specifically mentioned Yom Kippur both here and earlier in Halacha Chet separately from the term Moadim or Yamim Tovim, referring to holidays in general. The reason for this is that the Rambam does not see Yom Kippur as belonging to the same category as other holidays, as it has an entirely different nature and character, as well as a separate set of mitzvot which govern how we observe it. This is a theme which I hope to return to when we learn Sefer Zmanim. In Halachot Yud Zayin and Yud Chet, the Rambam lists the Kriyat HaTorah for Chanukah, Purim, Tisha B'Av, and other fast days. The only unfamiliar point is that he distinguishes between the fixed fast days during the year that we commemorate and fasts which are decreed due to famine or drought. In the first we read Vayechal Moshe, as is our custom. But in the second type of fast, the Rambam says that the Tochacha from B'chukotai is read in order to lead the nation to repent, in an effort to end the crisis. However, the Shulchan Aruch rules against this and concludes that we read Vayechal Moshe on fast days of all types. In Halacha Yutet, the Rambam quotes the customs we call the Tlata de Puranuta, the three haftarot of prophecies of destruction, read on the three Shabbatot between Shiva Ser B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, and the Shiva de Nechemta, the seven haftarot of consolation from Sefer Yeshayahu, starting with Nachamu Nachamu Ami, which we read on the seven Shabbatot between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam also notes the special Haftarah from Hoshea on the Shabbat of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, beginning with the words Shuva Yisrael, which gives the Shabbat itself the name Shabbat Shuva. Most of the remainder of the Perek deals with the Arba Parshiot, and we summarize the details. There are four Shabbatot in or around the month of Adar, in which we read a special Maftir and Haftarah together with the usual Parshat HaShavua. Each special maftir is a full paragraph, that is, a parsha from the Torah, and so these are called collectively the Arba Parshiot. The first of these is Parshat Shkalim, about collecting a half shekel from all male Jews between the ages of 20 and 60. This mitzvah was performed during the time of the Beit HaMikdash every year on Rosh Chodesh Adar, as we'll learn when we get to Hilchot Shkalim. Hence, we read Parshat Shkalim every year, either on Rosh Chodesh Adar itself, if it falls on Shabbat, or, if it comes out during the week, we read Parshat Shkalim on the previous Shabbat. The second is Parshat Zachor, about the mitzvah to destroy Amalek, which we read on the Shabbat prior to Purim, because Haman was a descendant of Amalek. The third is Parshat Parah, about the preparation of the Parah Aduma, used to purify the individual from Tumat Meit as he prepares to bring his Korban Pesach to the Beit HaMikdash. This is always read 1 week before the fourth of the Arba Parshiot, which is Parshat HaChodesh, about the Pesach-related mitzvot given to Bnei Israel before leaving Mitzrayim. Parshat HaChodesh is read either on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if it falls on Shabbat, or, if Rosh Chodesh comes out during the week, on the previous Shabbat. In Halacha Kaf Aleph, the Rambam points out that these four parshiot are never read on four consecutive Shabbatot. Depending on the day of the week when Purim falls, there is either a week off between Shkalim and Zachor, or between Zachor and Parah, or both. There can never be a break between the last two parshiot, because Parah is always scheduled to be 1 week before HaChodesh. This year, Tavshin Pei Vav, 2026, there was a week off between Shkalim and Zachor. Last year, Tavshin Pei He, there was a week off between Zachor and Parah. Both breaks occur together only when Purim comes out on a Thursday, which last happened several years ago and will happen again in 3 years, Tavshin Pei Tet. Note that when either Shkalim or HaChodesh is read on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh itself, we need to take out three Sifrei Torah, as the Rambam describes in Halacha Kaf Gimel. In the first, we read the Parshat HaShavua in as few as six aliyot. In the second, we read for the last of the regular aliyot, the psukim from Pinchas, which are usually the maftir of Rosh Chodesh. Then after Kaddish, we read from the third sefer, the special maftir of Shkalim or HaChodesh. The only other time during the year when we take out three Sifrei Torah, as the Rambam explains in Halacha Kaf Dalid, is when Rosh Chodesh Tevet, which is always in the middle of Chanukah, falls on Shabbat. Again, we read the Parshat HaShavua from the first, Rosh Chodesh from the second, and finally Maftir of Chanukah from the third. We read Rosh Chodesh prior to Chanukah based on the principle of Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, as Rosh Chodesh is more common than Chanukah. We conclude the perek with the last halacha, halacha kaf hei. Af al pi she'adam shomea kol ha'torah kula b'chol shnato b'tzibur, chayav likrot la'atzmo b'chol shavua b'shavua, seder shel ota shabbat, shnai mikra v'chad targum. U'pasuk she'en lo targum, koreyu shlosha pamim, ad she'ashlim parshiotav im ha'tzibur. Aside from hearing the entire Torah over the course of the year, in Kriyat HaTorah B'Tzibur, one is obligated to read the Parshat HaShavua by himself every week twice, together with the Aramaic translation of Unkelus on each pasuk. This is the practice known as Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum. The Shulchan Aruch rules that one may begin learning Shnai Mikra as early as Shabbat afternoon of the week before, and should ideally finish by the time the Tzibur reads the Parshat HaShavua on Shabbat morning. If he doesn't finish by then, he may do so by that afternoon, or even by the following Tuesday. And if necessary, he can make it up any time before the following Simchat Torah, when the Tzibur completes the Torah. Learning Rashi is an acceptable substitute for Targum Unkelus, and the Shulchan Aruch recommends learning both. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Avad Yosef both write that everyone, even a great Talmud Chacham who qualifies as Torato Umanuto, is obligated in this practice of Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.